Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Nkole, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you, Pastor?
I'm fine.
Lovely. Great to hear from you.
We praise the living God.
Oh, we praise the living God indeed. Did you have a good day?
Yes, I had a good day, not knowing about you.
Well, I had a fantastic one as well. Well, we are continuing with some lessons here from the VOP. And today we are talking about the subject, We Share Christ by the Way We Look. And yesterday, actually, we talked about how our thoughts can shape the way we stand up against temptation in our lives and how Jesus was able to withstand the constant attacks because he was spiritually armed in his mind and soul. Today we want to actually understand what message our outward appearance communicates to the world. Now, Pastor, please take us through today's lesson. What does the way we look have to do anything with our relationship with God at all?
Thank you. To start with, we are going to have a short word of prayer. God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we thank you today that you've made it possible that we share one or two words coming from you so that we can learn more about sharing you through the way we look. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
We all understand to say Christians are representatives of Jesus Christ himself. And in whatever Christians do, they need to represent Christ so that they can win souls, because Christ's commission, the gospel commission that God left us with, is our commission. And we must do everything possible that we do that which represents Christ. So as a Christian, the Christian will have to be modest even in how he or she looks, avoiding all kinds of extremes. Because of fashion, there are people who've gone into extremes whereby they wear something that will tempt the other person. When they are going to minister, instead of the person focusing on the message that they are preaching, the person will start focusing on the kind of dressing that they are putting on. So God says of Christians that we must be modest. And how does God say this to us? When Peter is addressing specifically the women, this is what he tells them in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 to 5. And the Bible says, do not let your adornment be merry outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. God is not saying you should. In fact, Peter is not saying the women should stop putting on fine clothes. No. But Peter says they should not focus on that, because in focusing more on fashion, it leads one to do extreme things that are not pleasant in the eyes of God. What are we saying? Many people, in pleasing their boyfriends, in trying to look nice so that the neighbor can see, they have gone into extremes which are against the principles of God. Hence, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9 to 10, Paul is saying, adorn yourself in modest apparel with propriety and moderation, not with braided hair or gold or apparels or costly clothings, but which is proper for those professing godliness with good works. What we are learning from the two verses, we are learning, number one, the issue of simplicity.
Okay.
The way you dress shows how God is, how the aspect of simplicity in your dress reflects a Christian character.
Mm.
And number two, we are learning to say it shows humility and not pride, because in dressing, some of them, it has led them to take pride in themselves. They wear so that they can show their neighbor to say the neighbor does not have. God is trying to say that can also bring pride. So we are learning to say simplicity in dress and adornment has always marked genuine Christ-like character. Simple and balanced good taste goes a long way. You agree with me to say someone who is modest has nothing to boast about.
Mm.
Someone who is modest has nothing to show off, because their dress is not for show off, but their dress is for them to preach Christ, even in the simplicity of dress that they are putting on. Even on expensive clothes, if you buy with a motive of saying, let me show them, those will be against the principles of God. But even in good and expensive clothes, one should not wear to show the neighbor, and hence must reflect the characteristics of Christ that we are talking about.
You know, Pastor, thank you so much for this. One man's or woman's definition of modesty may differ to the next. And one may say, well, this is pretty modest to me. And while others would think that it is extravagant, where do we then draw the line?
You agree with me to say the way people dress in Zambia in church, it is not the way people dress in South Africa.
Mm.
Or in the Western world,
mm-hmm.
due to their culture.
Mm-hmm.
One must draw a line, contextualizing the Bible specifically from where they come from.
Mm.
For example, when you come to Zambia, people will tell you to say wearing a trousers, either for women or whatever, it is not right according to the church principles.
Mm-hmm.
So now, what we are saying is, wherever you may be, you know, these people who design clothes, they design modesty clothes, clothes for those for modesty, and clothes for those people who may want to go into extremes.
Mm-hmm.
As a Christian, wherever you may be, either in America, South Africa, or Zambia, choose to follow those clothes which bring modesty and represent Christ, so that you may be in the principles of God. And also, it is important to know your audience, because lack of knowing your audience has led many people, has led many Christians to disturb those they preach the gospel to.
True. All right. Pastor, does God not care more actually about the heart? Does God, want to look at the outside instead of the heart? I mean, does it matter what my outward appearance looks like to God, at least? Because he wants the heart, not so?
Yes.
Mm.
When you read Peter, the emphasis that Peter is trying to encourage us, or maybe the theological implication in the text, you will discover that Peter's teaching aligns with the broader biblical theme of prioritizing inner qualities over outward appearance. So it reflects God's concern with the heart and character over external appearances. God knows to say, what you put on from the outward reflects what is inside you. Because okay. Whatever you show from the outward starts first inside of your mind, or what we specifically call the heart. So it shows spiritual virtues like genuineness and quietness, which are highly esteemed. And so God is concerned more of the heart. This is why Peter says in verse 4, when you begin reading from verse 3, he says, do not let your adornment be merry outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart. Peter emphasizes more of the heart, and he continues to say, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. God is interested in the inner beauty rather than the external beauty, because he knows to say what begins from the inside reflects itself from the outside.
Mm. Yeah. Now, Pastor, does God want us to be, you know, unkept and not looking nice in our appearance so that we are actually not conceited and vain? I mean, a person may look actually quite stunning, and yet they are, you know, not even focusing on that, and their focus is on the word. I mean, we've seen people looking stunning, looking very handsome and gentlemen, but they're not even focused on that. They're just focused on the work. I mean, would God want us to really look a little shabby all because we must focus on the word?
That is not the context that we are saying it in.
Mm-hmm.
We are not saying, when we talk about the issue of the way we should look, then we should go into extremes of wearing dresses that are even beyond, more like a dress that is in the range of 1 meter plus.
Mm-hmm.
Again, those can be what we call extremes again.
Okay.
Whereby you are not taking care of yourself. You are not looking nice.
Mm-hmm.
A Christian must be clean and nice, but emphasis is Christians should not go into extremes when it comes to external dressing.
Mm.
The line should be drawn whereby when we say you should be modest, we are not saying you should go into extremes whereby you start looking like, sorry to use this statement, a mad person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Whereby when people look at you, like what he said today, they even entitle you to say, this is Madam Ellen G. White. Be modest and clean, but don't go into extremes of looking like a prostitute so that you can disturb other people.
Lovely.
You must balance the way you look in order to reflect Christian character.
Now, that's fine, Pastor. Thank you so much. So, effectively, there is a particular look of a Christian character.
We can say that, because why do we say so? Like one statement which says, ideally, others should be attracted to you not by the statement you make about fashion,
mm-hmm.
but by the statement you make about your life. Christians are called to be a peculiar people, different from the world, and a call to become peculiar is not a call to become an extremist. Christians have a different way of dressing, that which is not a disturbance to humanity.
Mm-hmm.
So we can say Christians must have a particular kind of dressing so that they can be seen that truly these are Christians, even in their dress.
Right. Well, Pastor, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Indeed, you are saying that our dress should reflect on whose we are and what we believe. And people should not think that we are some show people or we are in a party or in a club, nightclub, but they should just be able to tell by the way we dress. Isn't it so?
Yes, my leader.
Lovely.
Just like, just, you know, even the issue of dress shows to people even the kind of person you are. Matthew 5 verse 5 says, blessed are the meek, humble, for they shall inherit the earth. God has bestowed something in advance for us, for those who represent him the way he wants to be represented, even in dressing and the way we look.
Oh, beautiful. Pastor, I must thank you so much for the time, and thank you so much for everything that you have said so far. We are going to be letting you go now, and hopefully you are going to be having a fantastic afternoon.
Have a blessed time. I've also enjoyed my time with you.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.